Throughout his long and storied life, Dan Rooney was sustained by faith, family, and football as a contributor to the betterment of the world around him. It is rare for a man to have made those contributions, not only locally, but also nationally and globally. It is rarer still to have done so with the quiet humility of Dan Rooney. Daniel Milton Rooney was born on Pittsburgh's north side in 1932 and would seldom stray far from his neighborhood.
This is the house that I grew up in. It had a great yard in the back where we were able to play football, baseball, all kinds of sports. I had a marvelous time growing up.
As the oldest son of Steelers founder Art Rooney Sr., it was only natural that Dan would embrace the game of football at an early age.
My father would take me to the training camp, and I went to the training camp before I was 5 years old. When he would take me, he was not a doting father that he was going to watch it. You know, he would let the players take care of it. I would go on a lot of the trips, especially when I got a little bit older, maybe the 10 years old, and I would go to away games, and we were on a train then. The players, you'd spend 8 hours with them, and I'd take my homework with them, and they'd help me do my homework, would talk to me and things like that, and I became very close to them.
He starred as a player himself at North Catholic High School before attending Duquesne University. From there, it was a logical progression for Dan Rooney to join the family business.
I actually signed football players before I was old enough to sign them. I wasn't 21. I'd have to get the coach to sign the player. I'd sign them, and then I'd get the coach to sign the Steeler end of it.
By the early 60s, Dan was a Steelers front office fixture, along with many other members of the Rooney family.
We always have run it as a family business. Lots of members of the family have been involved in various parts of it. Almost everybody in the family went to camp and was a ball boy at one part of their lives, or worked in the ticket office, or did something. You know, in that regard, it's more than just a family business. It's really part of the family identity.
But Dan Rooney also strived to make his identity distinctive from his father's.
Basically, I always felt that you had to be yourself. I think that how he operated was one thing and did it really well. I think that how I operate is different than him, but yet taking a lot from him, and used to talk to him all the time.
Among Dan's new ideas was building one of the first dual-purpose stadiums, rather than a design that would favor baseball.
We came into Three Rivers in 1970, and that was the beginning of the dynasty that lasted that year. And I think Three Rivers Stadium really had a lot to do with that. The idea of a new stadium, a place that you could feel part of and be proud of.
The team had a new home and a new coach chosen by Dan Rooney, a selection that would transform the franchise.
Dan Rooney was the one that interviewed me. You know, I had chances to go to New England and to Buffalo at that time. After talking with Dan, I knew that they wanted to do what was right, and that was all I needed.
Crenshaw giving it to Harris, getting a key block for Mullins, running to the left, turning the corner, he's in there for a touchdown for Pittsburgh.
Under Knoll, the long-suffering Steelers won 4 Super Bowl titles in 6 years. And became arguably the NFL's greatest dynasty.
Ball makes a circus catch in the end zone. Unbelievable catch for the touchdown.
Now Bradshaw pumping, firing downfield. There goes Stallworth. He pulls it in at the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, and it's a touchdown for Pittsburgh on the ball to Stallworth. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the champions of the National Football League for the 4th time.
Over 5 decades, the Steelers would hire just 3 head coaches, and each contributed to Pittsburgh's championship legacy.
It is my pleasure to introduce Coach Bill Cowher.
He's a guy, when you talk about humility, that's Dan Rooney. He's got unbelievable sense of people skills, and we are in a people business. No one epitomizes that more so than him.
The Steelers' respect for their owner was a driving force in Super Bowl 40.
And they pitch it to the left, and now here's the handoff on the reverse to Antoine Randle-Lally. He's going to throw it down the field. Touchdown, Pittsburgh! Orange Ward!
I've been waiting a long time to do this. Mr. Rooney, this is yours, man.
Just 3 years later, the Steelers would claim a Super Bowl record sixth Lombardi Trophy with a new head coach leading the way.
Professionalism, integrity, consistency, words like that describe the Rooney family, and the proof is in the pudding. You know, what they've done over an extended period of time speaks volumes, not only to what this organization's about, but what the family's about.
Mike Tomlin's arrival was the direct result of one of the most impacting achievements of Rooney's career.
We were trying to do things that would promote bringing minorities into the positions and symbolize our diversity. The Rooney Rule states that a team that's hiring a head coach must interview at least one minority.
Before the Rooney Rule, there had hardly been any African-American head coaches in the history of the league. Since then, the NFL went up to 7 in a very short period of time, had 2 head coaches in the Super Bowl. I don't think that this was accidental. I think the implementation of the Rooney Rule was the critical piece. And I think the future on the issue of race is brighter than it's ever been in the National Football League.
Under Dan Rooney, the Steelers continued to sustain their status as a model franchise, one of unparalleled success and stability. As Steelers team president, Rooney became one of Commissioner Pete Rozelle's most valued advisors. Rooney also played a critical role in the selection of succeeding commissioners Paul Tagliabue and Roger Goodell. He chaired the committee that brought about the league's first expansion in a decade. And he ended the 1982 players' strike by forging a new collective bargaining agreement while serving as chairman of the negotiating committee. He was also one of the main architects of the salary cap, which was implemented in 1993.
Even dealing with the union, Ed Garvey made a statement that the players are the game, and a lot of owners really got mad at that. That didn't bother me, because I pretty much felt the same way.
I did get along very, very well with the players. You know, they trusted me and I trusted them.
Rooney was just as respected by his fellow owners, who relied on his wisdom when it came to solving other complex issues. Rooney was largely responsible for the league's realignment and scheduling plan in 2002, which created a new format of 8 division champions and 4 wildcard teams participating in postseason play. In 2009, Mr. Rooney went to Washington, summoned by the president for a new challenge that would transport the lifetime Pittsburgher back to his ancestral roots.
And welcome back, Dan Rooney. I don't know anybody who's more of a gentleman, who is more loyal, who is more committed to excellence than Mr. Rooney. And in the years to come, all Americans will be fortunate to have his service as our United States ambassador to Ireland.
It's a tremendous honor to be able to serve our country, that I will do the best job that I possibly can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ambassador Rooney.
Rooney became the first U.S. ambassador to Ireland to visit all 32 of its counties. After 3 years overseas, he returned to his team and his town. While Rooney's contributions were far-reaching, his heart always remained close to home. Rooney lived most of his life on the North Side. For years, he kept connected to fans by walking from his doorstep to Steelers home games on the North Shore.
I believe in going with the people, talking to them. As you walk down the hill, they'll come and, hey, can I get your picture taken? And I think it's important that they see I'm the same as them. I'm a fan. I'm not trying to be a big shot or doing anything like that, just to let them know that I'm with them.
His local impact touched many lives, serving on boards for such organizations as the American Ireland Fund, United Way, the Pittsburgh History and Landmarks Foundation, and the Heinz History Center. Rooney was equally devoted to his faith, attending Mass nearly every day, while working to improve the world through his support of Catholic Charities. His friends included commissioners and quarterbacks, presidents and pundits. But in the end, Dan Rooney was most at home with family. He and his wife, Patricia, were blessed with 9 children and 19 grandchildren, all Pittsburgh proud. And then there were also Steelers players, past and present, who Rooney regarded as extended family. Such relationships made team icon Joe Green the logical choice to stand for all Pittsburgh players as Dan Rooney's presenter to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Dan Rooney, he is a man of great character and integrity. He loves and cherishes his family. He loves the Steeler organization, and he loves the fans and city of Pittsburgh. I am most honored and proud to represent the Rooney family, the Steeler organization, all the former players and coaches, the city of Pittsburgh, and the fans representing our boss and our friend to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Dan Rooney.
Dan Rooney, a man who has left an indelible impact on his city, his league, and his world.